Good evening. I've been asked by a couple of people to give a prayer for the Cubs, but I don't really think that's really appropriate for calling God in to decide the destiny of that ball game. Anyway, let's bow our heads. Lord, we thank you for the NFB, the National Federation of the Blind, an organization that tells us we can live a full and fruitful life, an organization that not only tells us that, but shows us that, how to live a full and fruitful life. And God, give us the strength and the courage to live up to that vision. Let us expose ourselves, as we were told this afternoon, to the challenges of living as a blind person in a sighted world. Give us the strength and the courage to go beyond that comfort zone and let us live what the NFB says we can live, what we can make of our lives. And finally, Lord, thank you for this time we have together to be with our friends and our peers, to work and talk together, and to play and laugh together. In the name of my Lord, in the name of your Lord, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. So we'll take a little time to... Going to take a little break for our enjoying our repast, but while that's going on, I am going to ask Marco to draw a door prize. Is he up here?
Just ask him.
Marco.
Yes, hold on.
Check 1, 2. All right, here we go.
Can you do a door prize, please?
I certainly can. We're going to give out a, how about a gift certificate to TGI Fridays for $25. And that will go to... Yeah. That will go to Denise Brown.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
All right. You want to take it? Okay. Thank you for doing that.
How many do we have? Do we have an ample supply?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll do a 5 today, tonight.
Should we do another one? You can if you want.
All right. Let's do one more. Whet people's appetite.
Tell him he probably didn't hear.
Marco, can you hear me? Oh, okay. Let's do one more door prize.
Okay, one more. Hang on, Debbie. Hold on. Let's do a... I'm sorry. Let's do a Dunkin' Donuts $15 Dunkin' Donuts. And that is going to be... Dave Bode?
Dave Bode?
Is he here?
Huh?
Is Envision Dave America. Bode? He's not here.
Bode?
Okay. Try again.
He's gone. How about Javon Baker?
Oh, I think he's here.
Javon Baker.
Javon Baker.
Javon Baker.
Are you in the room? Did we find Javon?
Not here.
Draw again.
Has Javon been found? Okay,
really?
Draw again.
Okay, give me a second.
You snooze, you lose.
All right. Camille Caparelli?
Nope.
Gone. She's gone? Okay.
All right. Hold on. Here we go. Aaron Dare?
Okay.
Aaron Dare.
Oh.
She's here? Oh. Okay.
Okay. All right, here we go again. Hold on. Pick. Somebody else would maybe pick. Jack Hartman?
No. Okay.
How about Dave Meyer?
Now he's here.
Oh, he's here. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Very much.
All right. Dave Meyer.
Your attention, please. The program aspects of tonight's banquet are about to begin, and we have quite a full agenda, a lot of exciting things going on tonight. And I want to start out with a very exciting thing, actually. A lot of you have been buying raffle tickets for the Illinois Association of Blind Students, IABS. And I would like to invite Katie Lenham, IABS president, to draw the winning ticket. Katie? Everybody get out your tickets so that when she... Okay, when Katie calls out the number, have your ticket on hand so that you'll know whether you are the winner.
Okay. All right, everyone. I am mixing them up.
You have to lean into the mic, Katie.
All right. Mixing them all together. Picking one. Ah. 1461.
All right, I don't know.
I don't. Glenn has the money. Amy Lund won, which is kind of funny because she won our raffle at the student seminar in April. So she is super lucky.
Oh, wow. We didn't give them enough. We just, in appreciation.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, you know, we should have said the language. That was too bad.
Didn't get it.
You know, the only other thing is you can have Nancy, she will come read it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You can do that.
Yeah, okay.
She's either Nancy or Teresa.
Yeah.
Teresa's closest because she's right next to Dave.
Okay.
At our NFB banquets, we give many prizes and awards, many recognitions of people who have been our friends and loyal supporters. And we're going to present two special awards this evening. And I'm going to invite Patty Chang to the podium to present our first award. Patty? Patty Chang, would you make your way forward? Okay, all right. Okay. The first award is given in honor of someone who has been a very long-standing member and supporter of this organization. someone who has served in many capacities over the years as a chapter president, even as a state president, and as a fundraiser, a tireless fundraiser, bringing in the money that helps us to run the programs that are so important to us. I would like to honor my friend and colleague, Ms. Kathy Randall.
Yes! Woo! Yes!
Hallelujah!
Yeah!
Kathy, please come up to the podium. Okay. While Kathy is making her way forward, she and her assistant, Kalu Ashmore, work several hours every week sending out grant proposals, following up on grant proposals. It is an enormous task that they do. It takes years to cultivate some of the foundations and organizations that have helped us. Handing her a plaque, and if you wish to open it, I can ask Nancy. Nancy Gardner will read it to all of us.
On the plaque, it says, National Federation of the Blind of Illinois, in appreciation for extraordinary service and...
Can we have your attention, please?
In appreciation for extraordinary service and commitment to blind children, we, the members of the National Federation of the Blind, recognize Catherine Horn Randall. Thanks for your tireless efforts to raise funds to support our parent and youth programming. Blind children are able to turn their dreams into reality. Denise R. Avant, President, National Federation of the Blind of Illinois. Live the life you want.
Yeah!
I'm almost speechless, and you know that doesn't happen very often. Thank you. Thanks so much. I love the NFB of Illinois. Kalu, this is for you, too. My wonderful computer assistant, Kalu Ashmore, has known about this apparently for weeks, and she's really great at keeping secrets. So.
Definitely.
Somehow we picked up these awards, and Prairie Winds must have known to not say
into
anything
mic,
either.
Kathy.
Okay, Prairie Winds knew not to say anything either when we came in to pick up the other awards. So they keep their great promise keepers. So I thank the whole affiliate and whoever the lovely people were who decided to give this to me. I'm very, very grateful. Thank you, everybody, so much.
All right.
Wow.
Congratulations, Kathy. We did it.
I was worried.
Okay, we have one more surprise award, and I'm going to turn the mic over to Patty Chang so that she can award that one.
All right. I have to share with you that we ordered this plaque from Prairie Winds, and most of you don't know that that's the company that Kathy uses all the time. So I wrote them a note, and I said, now, hear me on this. You can't tell Kathy, and she's going to pick up the other awards. So he sent me back a very cute email that said, shh, I promise, I won't tell her. And apparently he kept his promise. So it was very cute. It was very fun to orchestrate. Our next recipient is someone that's been active in many, many things we do for years. It's a gentleman. Byron, can you give us a drum roll for this one? Are you around the sound system? No, I'm doing it on purpose. Putting him on the spot here. All right, now I would never normally do that to Byron with no warning, except that the recipient of this award has been our webmaster for years, has been our sound engineer for years, and I just showed you how flexible he can be. It's Byron Lee. Byron, I know you don't like to be on stage, Byron, but you got to come up now. He's moved to Minnesota now, you guys. We love him, but I think we're going to lose some of his wonderful services. And he gets a plaque, too. And if Nancy could do me the honors of reading this one as well. Are you up here, Byron? All right, we're going to let Nancy read this, and then we'll give you the mic. Now, you know I wouldn't have put you on the spot like that unless I had a reason, because I try very hard not to do that to you. But it does show how flexible he can be, right? He ran, guys, he ran.
You did, but I didn't know that they wanted me to come up here.
All right, here you go.
Oh, can you read that one?
Sure, thanks. Okay. The National Federation of the Blind of Illinois Distinguished Service Award presented to Byron Lee in recognition of hundreds of volunteer service hours. Your extraordinary efforts improve the quality of life for the blind of Illinois. Denise R. Avant, President, Naperville, Illinois, October 29th, 2016.
I don't know how these things work. Well, I need some stuff to put on my walls in my new apartment, so this is going right up there. Guys, I've got involved in the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois thanks to our dear friends who are no longer with us, Carmen Dennis and Leanne Main. As you guys probably remember, I used to dog sit for them when they would go to National. I'd watch Brandy, the four-legged dog. And then they got me to go to a state convention, and I saw Steve Hostalis doing audio, and I offered to help him out. And that's when they roped me in. I've been to a couple of national conventions, been to, God, what is this, like 14, 13 state conventions. Guys, I really appreciate this, and thank you so, so much. And I hope we have an excellent rest of the weekend.
All right.
So, congratulations to both of these wonderful people. While we're talking about people who've been wonderful supports and friends to the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois, I would like to express our deepest appreciation to some folks who are sitting at a table right up here in front, the Napertville Noon Lions Club. We got to know the Napertville Noon Lions a couple of years ago. We learned that they had been helpful to some blind students who were trying to go to summer programs out of state to get some training. And so we thought, you know, we'd like to talk to these folks and get to know them a little better. And they ended up helping us out with some funds for our state convention a couple of years ago. Well, now they have become very generous and loyal supporters of our Bell programs. And truly, it's through the generosity and unflagging support of the Napertville Noon Lions Club that we have been able to build and grow our Bell programs and really make them into what they are. Those of you who heard the kids this morning at the parents' breakfast, you and met Amy Lund, you know what we're talking about. It's they're wonderful programs, and thank you so much, Napertville Noon Lions. Marco, how about a door prize? He's having dessert. Oh, well. Okay.
He's on his way.
He's on his way? Okay. Tear him away from his dessert. That's loyalty.
Check,
see,
one,
that's
two.
Federation All right. Dedication.
Here we go. Let's.
Okay.
We're going to do a. A $50 in cash from the Illinois Association of Blind Merchants.
Yay! Okay.
And let's see. Here we go. We got Quinn.
Hey. Okay. Is he here? All right.
Wow. There you go.
Okay. Since we're talking about programs, okay. We're talking about our Bell program, I want to mention our Braille Readers Are Leaders program. This year we have, as Bob Gardner spoke about it this afternoon, we have the Great Lakes Braille Readers Are Leaders program that's about to kick off in December. Last year we had a competition between Braille readers in Illinois and Minnesota. And one of our prize recipients is here tonight with us. He was the first place winner in the grades 9 through 12 category. And I would like him just to stand up and so you can have a chance to applaud him. That is Seth Howard. Okay, thank you, Seth. The next folks who are going to speak to you tonight are two charming young people who attended our national convention last summer. Jalea Anderson and Javon Baker, would you please come up? Can come up either way. Podium is in the middle. Julia? Okay. Are they coming the other side?
No, this side.
Okay.
Come to your right.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay, so you guys have decided who's going to go first and how you're going to break it up? Okay. You have to get really close to the mic. Does not get it. On the left hand side.
Yeah, the left hand side.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Julia Anderson. So this national convention was my second one, and it was amazing. But the 75th convention was just off the charts. It was my first convention, and it was so lively and amazing, and it took so much to get there. So, of course, I have very worrying parents. So, first trying to get there was really a struggle. I'm like, Mom, I can do this. I can just go to Florida, and it's going to be a convention for the blind. I mean, I obviously have supporters. I got this. It's fine. So while there, it was just amazing to experience that kind of amazing independence when I can just go to my own hotel room. I can leave the hotel and explore an entire another state and just experience that state's culture. Because, I mean, every state has its own culture. It's just awesome. So having that kind of independence and freedom just kind of helped me even before, because this was before I started my freshman year at college. That kind of assisted me to have the strength and motivation and, I guess, encouragement to be like, I have this. When I get to college, I can just wander this campus and do whatever. And if I get lost, it's perfectly fine, because that happened often at convention. So especially at the 75th, because there were so many people and it was so lively with so many different noises. And I've never been in a setting of that many blind individuals. So it was really a marvelous experience. It helps someone really gain a lot of independence. And I learned so much, just not only about independence, but I met so many people and learned about their stories. And I gained so much knowledge about just my own future and what I can do for myself. Just hearing from others in the general sessions and at the student meetings, and then just even connecting with people at dinner or anything like that. So it was an amazing experience, and I would recommend everyone go. And parents, it's amazing for your child. Of course, you'll be nervous, but I just have to say, it's great. So thank you. Thank you.
How's everybody doing? Good evening. It's Javon Baker. So national it wasn't my first experience with the NFB. I went to the state seminar, but comparatively, it was probably one of the most exciting and nerve-wracking things I've ever done with the organization. I didn't start in the state, the state convention like now. I jumped right into national, and when I was heading there, when I was on the plane, I'm gonna be honest, I was very nervous. I was hesitant. I didn't know if I was gonna be able to do, stay on track of the events on the agenda, and I didn't know if, we had mentors, but I didn't feel like I really had the right things to ask. I didn't really know what to, I didn't really have any questions. I was just worried about, getting by. But when I got there, and I'm going to piggyback off of what Julia said, just the massive amount of support I got, from Patty, from Debbie, from Denise, from my mentors. I met Steve, I met Jamal, I met Francisco, I met so many people there who showed me not only can, that I can do well on my own, that, I can function, and I could. I didn't know if I could survive. I was afraid I was going to break down one of these days. At the convention, we were there for like almost a week. I was scared out of my wits. But meeting all of these people, not even including the IABs and then some of the NAB students, as someone who's applying for college and getting ready to go to college, hopefully in the fall, you know, it's very exciting meeting these people who have these stories and have these experiences, who can kind of share with me what they went through and what they're going through as students and just as individuals who are working, you know, living anything with visual impairments who are blind. Because, you know, as the only one in my family with a visual impairment, I don't have anyone to question. I don't have anyone to relate to. So coming here where everyone has some advice to give me, everyone here has some story to tell, if not always relatable to what I'm going through, is just such a relieving feeling to know that there's a family away from my family, you know? So I had an amazing time at the convention, and I'm having an amazing time here, linking up with people, meeting more IAVs, you know, students, and I can't wait to go to the next one. So thank you.
Thank you both. That was great. We highly encourage anyone to go to National Convention if they get a chance. It is truly a memorable experience. Next, I would like to introduce Cindy Miller, who is the coordinator of low vision services at the Illinois School for the Visually Impaired in Jacksonville. So, Cindy, would you come and...
Hello, everybody. Can you hear me?
Okay. My name is Cindy Miller. I'm the low vision.
Well, yeah, you gotta lean in.
Close to my
wow.
Yeah. Now?
No. I turned it off.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, that was tricky. Okay, my name is Cindy Miller, and I am the low vision coordinator at the Illinois School for the Visually Impaired in Jacksonville. So, the National Federation for the Blind, National Federation of the Blind, sorry, was generous enough to give us some financial support. And with that financial support, we bought a Phoenix embosser. You know what that is? Yeah. Well, I'd like to tell you a little bit about why we picked a Phoenix embosser. In 2010, Illinois adopted the Common Core curriculum, Common Core standards. And the Common Core standards are... Within those are heavily embedded graphics, reading, interpreting, analyzing graphics. So for our students, of course, those are tactile graphics. And it comes up within the math standards, geometry, data. It comes up in the English language arts standards for reading and writing using visual graphics. And it comes up, of course, in science. So as... Two people in this audience know when they were in junior high school, and I was their math and science teacher, I got very frustrated trying to create good tactile graphics for them to read and understand the information I was trying to impart. Of course, I probably didn't complain very much, right, Julia? Right. And so it was very frustrating. First of all, a long time ago, and I've been at ISVI for 22 years, you used to have to take a draftsman, you know what I'm talking about, like tools, and draw, and then if you wanted five of them, you had to do it five times and try to make them all the same. And then we did have a program that we could use on the computer, but... Again, you had to draw on the computer, and I just wasn't that good at that. So this embosser was going to be the answer to everything. This embosser will take a image, whether you scan it into the computer, you get it off the internet, it will take this image, and you can manipulate the image so it will be provide the best Braille tactile graphic translation. Once you get it into a braille image, a tactile graphic image, you can manipulate that even further to provide the exact instruction, the exact skill that you're wanting to teach. It's just amazing. Just amazing. And quite expensive. So our students, I said, you know, you guys, what do you think? What do you think about this thing that we're using now? And they're like, you know, I couldn't have understood geometry without this, without these tactile graphics that are so much better. We're using them in our chemistry classes, horticulture classes. They're using them in the home maintenance classes for like blueprints and plans of things that they're going to make or repair. They're using them in the child development and food and nutrition classes. And our art teacher is really excited. She wants to start using them to show students a tactile image of some of the masters of art in her art appreciation class. So we are using it, and we are finding new ways to use it all the time. We are so excited. Our educators are so excited and so much less frustrated than I was when I was teaching junior high. And I'm just so honored to be here, and thank you for this wonderful gift you've given to us and to the students at ISVI. Thank you so much.
Well, we gave Kathy Randall an award in part because of her amazing skill at fundraising. And now you're going to get to see Kathy Randall in action. So, Kathy, would you please come up again and put your work hat on and let's do 15 for funds. While she's on her way up here, I will give a little background about 15 for Funds for anyone who hasn't had the pleasure of finding out about this Federation institution. It began with our former national president, Dr. Kenneth Jernigan, who was president from the late 60s until the late 80s. And he once was at a state convention, and everyone was moaning and groaning about how they didn't have enough money to do all the things they wanted to do. And he said, well, I'll show you how you can make a boatload of money in 15 minutes. And he did. And Kathy will show you how it's done.
I've got 90,000 pounds in my pajamas. I've got 40,000 French francs in my fridge. I've got lots of lovely lira, now the Deutsche Mark's getting dearer, and my dollar bills would buy the Brooklyn Bridge.
There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing quite as beautiful as cash. Some people say it's folly.
Okay, you can hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, it's time to listen to Kathy. And as I always say every year, have you put the NFB of Illinois? What are the next words?
In your will.
If you haven't, do it, please. That will make me even happier. I'm so happy right now, I'm on cloud whatever. 9 at least. So, may I start out with Kathy and Bob Randall giving a $500 pledge, and that will be fulfilled in December. We do all our gifting generally in December. Is Patty, who's taking notes?
Patty, are you keeping track?
I'm starting to record right now.
Okay. Yes. Good. Okay, so Kathy and Bob are giving a $500 pledge, and that will be honored in December. Okay, I'm asking for more. We usually start Dr. Jernigan's project here at asking for $500 from people. If you want to give more, you can, of course. Steve Astalas. The Chicago chapter has already given 1,000. Thank you, Steve, and the Chicago chapter so very, very, very much. Thank you. That's fantastic. Other gifts. Thank you. Yes, Francisco. The Changs are pledging $500. Thank you very much. Thank you, Changs. All of you.
Kathy?
And I heard Don Jordan, didn't I, Don?
Don? Yes.
Yes, sir.
Don and Pam Gilmore unfortunately couldn't be here this year, so they made a pledge of $500.
Oh, well, thank you so much from Pam and Don. We love the Gilmores. Thank you so much.
Kathy?
Yes, Denise.
Denise Avant, I will have a check for at the close of convention for
$500. $500 from our state president. Thank you, Denise, very, very much. And somebody's keeping the... Yes. Okay, $500 from Denise Avant. $500 from the Gilmores. 1,000 Chicago. 500 Changs and 500 Randalls. Okay, Patty, you want me to repeat them for the recorder. I see again. Okay.
500 from the Steins.
500 from the Steins. Thank you, Debbie. Is that a pledge or a check?
I can write a check in the next...
That will be a check for... Glenn, are you... Julia's collecting checks, and Glenn's keeping paper record. Okay. $500 from the Steins. Thank you, Debbie. Very, very much. Okay. Other... Yes. Thank you, George Villa. Thanks, George and Linda. $500 from the Villas. Check in hand. Check in hand from the Villas for $500. Thank you very much, Linda and George. Okay. Other gifts? 500, 450. Yes, Steve. Steve has a $200 check for us. Steve, thank you so much. Appreciate that very, very, very much. From Steve Astalas, $200. We're always looking in the $400 range, of course. Looking back in that range as well, or anywhere. Yes, Bill. The Reefs have a check for $200. Thank you so much.
Kathy?
Yes.
The Myers will have a check for $250.
The Myers will have a check. Is this
before convention closes?
Oh, Teresa's making it out right now. $250 from the Myers. Thank you. David and Teresa, so very, very much. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, let's keep the ball rolling, folks. Yes. The Gar... Thank you, Patty. The garden... I think Nancy might be writing a check for $200. $200. Thank you, Nancy and Bob, so much. Okay, is that Mary Grunewald pledges $200. Thank you, Mary. Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you. This is all unrestricted money, which is just fabulous. Okay. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
over to my left. I couldn't hear.
Emma.
Oh, Emma. Emma Myers. Thank you. Oh, thank you from the Myers. That's outstanding. Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness. That's outstanding. Thank you. We'll use it well. You know we do. Thank you. Okay. Other, any other donations? Other donations? Amy Lund. Wow. $276. Amy, thank you. From our head Braille bell teacher. Thanks, Amy, very much.
That was $276.
This is patriotic. Sounds like 1776. 276. Thank you.
Marco Giannotti.
Marco Giannotti.
200 pledge.
200 pledge from Marco. Thank you, Marco. Thank you very much. Good. Wonderful. Okay. Any other pledges? Other pledges or gifts?
We are at $5,676.
Our treasurer is keeping us right on
course
here.
Well, more importantly, I want everybody in this room to think about what the Federation has done for you. If you really think about it, you know, you got to pay it forward.
Yep. Yep. Yes.
Okay. From Olson. Pat Olson. That's 100.
It's hard to hear up here. From the Olsons. Thank you, Pat and Patrick. And Don. So, thank you. Excellent. Yeah, this is definitely a second family for a lot of us. Oh, Glenmore, $100. Is that pledge or check, Glenn? Yeah, that's
Glenmore, $100. I already have his money.
Our secretary, former treasurer, speaking over there. Thanks, Glenn. Thank you so much. Okay.
Getting close to 6,000, you guys.
Yeah. Patty's keeping a real close tab here.
And last year we took in 7,400 on 15 for fun.
Wow. Okay. Other gifts, other donations. How's our time doing? Is somebody keeping a time on me here?
8:15.
I don't know what time you started.
I don't know.
It's about 15. Pardon?
You can move down.
Ken Chad, $50 cash. Thank you, Ken.
Yeah.
And Chad, 50 in hand.
Thank you so much. All right. Another 50 from, I can't
Gary,
hear.
Gary Jones. $50.
You guys, you
is
have
that
really
a pledge in hand,
it's hard
Gary.
To hear up here. 50. Thanks, Gary Jones. Thank you so much.
I'm sorry, Gary. Is that in hand or a pledge? In hand.
In hand.
Okay. Thank you.
I thought. Okay. Anybody else? Anybody else? Eileen Truschke, $26 in hand. Thanks, Eileen.
Honey, the 26 got me lost. I'm sorry. We're close to $6,000, but I was doing this in my head, and when she got to the 26, I'm like, okay.
Oh, dear.
We're close to $6, but you lost me now.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Glenn is keeping
Christopher Roberts, thank you.
Christopher
$50
Roberts.
Cash. Thank you very, very
cash.
Much. Thank you.
Okay, that just put us over 6,000.
Yay!
The best things in life are free, but you can get them through the bad and bees.
Pardon?
Christopher Roberts, $50.
That's fine. Wait, that was just pledged just a minute ago, correct? Yes, thank you. Or in hand, rather. Yeah, in hand, cash. Okay, anybody else? Anybody else? They want to get Kathy. Pardon?
Linda Hendel, $20. Yay! Okay.
Linda Hendel, $20, Linda. Thank you very much. Every dollar is golden around here, guys. We appreciate every gift we have, always. So, going once, going twice. Oh, I'm sorry, hand? Money in a hand. Ooh.
Guys, got talk, news for you. Please. We can't see you, so you need to talk to us.
Yeah, I can't see that hand out there with money in it.
Just yell out. I have a couple of anonymous donations that I can add to this. I have $100 that was anonymously given to me at the reception.
Oh, lovely.
And I have another $100 that came to me anonymously.
Wow.
So,
fantastic.
A couple people that don't want to be
thank
stated,
you, anonymous
thank
folks.
You. Thank you to the anonymous people.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Wow.
Wow. For those of you who couldn't hear that, it's $150 from Naperville Noon Lions. And keep in mind, that's on top of the $10,000 that they already contributed to Bell.
It's generosity. That's generosity on top of generosity.
Yeah.
So, did anybody else before?
Getting closer, guys.
I'm about to say third.
How about on the stream? Let's hear from people who are listening to the stream.
Yeah, any gifts from the stream?
You can tweet it in or Facebook it. Byron says send it to Twitter. He will monitor it.
A new job for you, Byron.
With an increase in pay.
Oh, yeah, right. Definitely.
He's retiring with a pension, you know.
Yeah. I had already said going once and going twice. So, are we ready for me to say a third? And if things come in over the stream, you'll let us know. Okay? Going third time. 15 for Funds has done a beautiful job again. Thanks, everybody, very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Kathy, and many, many thanks to everyone who contributed. To prove Dr. Jernigan right once again. I think it's time for a couple of door prizes.
Official total, $64.90 so far.
Okay.
$64.96 so far. $64.96. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, Marco.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my God. Ed. What? Ed just gave me $4. He's going to give me $4. Oh, I'm sorry.
Even it up. Got to even it up.
It's $64.90. Now we have $6,500. Okay. Thank you, Ed.
All right.
All right. How about $30 in cash? And we have Jonathan Casey.
Oh, are you here?
Jonathan Casey.
Oh, he's here.
He's here. Okay.
He's here. Oh, cool.
Wonderful.
Sebastian
earlier. This afternoon. Right. That family's making out pretty well here. Yeah. How about another one?
Okay. Hold on. I'm sorry. I'll make sure that happens. Okay. All right. How about a $25 gift certificate for Jewel? And Kathy Randall. What?
Okay. Before we move on to our next item, I think a lot of us would like to know what the score is. I don't have to say which. What is it?
Uh-oh.
What inning are we in? Okay. 3-1. It's not beyond repair. This could be reversed easily enough, but thank you. Top of the fourth? Okay. So, I meant to wear my Cubs hat to this banquet. Our next item is really the capstone of our evening. Most of you have had a chance to meet Joe Ruffalo, who is our national representative, which means that he's a member of our national board who visits state conventions around the country and speaks and inspires conventioneers wherever he goes. Joe is the president of the National Federation of the Blind of New Jersey and has been a strong supporter of improving services in his home state, of developing youth programs, encouraging and strengthening people wherever he goes. He's a very positive, upbeat guy who is a pleasure to listen to. So I, without further ado, would like to present Joe Ruffalo.
I just received a phone call from the international president of the Lions Club. This Lions Club right in front of me has been relocated to New Jersey. I tried. Can't blame a guy for trying, can you? I didn't say anything yet. Can you hear me now? Okay. First of all, I want to thank the members of the Illinois State Affiliate for their great hospitality.
Mike's not. Yeah.
Testing. Oh, there you go. I got to really lean into this baby. All right, let me try that again. I want to thank the members of the State Affiliate in Illinois for their hospitality, their generosity, and their kindness, not just to me, but to everyone in this room. I want to thank your president, who we've become friends on the telephone a few times, in person a few times, and she is a sister of mine. Thank you, Ms. President.
Thank you.
I want to thank the board for their commitment to this organization. We ask our members much. We ask them for their time. We ask them for their effort. We ask them for their resources. So I stand here to applaud you for your efforts. Greetings from President Mark Riccobono. This weekend, there are eight conventions, state conventions happening this weekend. And one is in Maryland, is several others. So he would like to be here, but obviously he's in Maryland, where he is a member, of course. So, but it's good to be here, great to be here. And I'm going to try to give you some words that will make you think, hopefully make you laugh, hopefully make you cry, hopefully you'll remember. Everyone knows about the ADA, is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
And you want to say it's the Americans with Disability Act, correct?
Yes.
Well, let me tell you my definition of the ADA. My ADA started 40 years ago when I began to lose my eyesight. Fortunately, I never lost my vision. My vision was always to be a strong person, someday a dad, which I am now, husband, breadwinner, taxpayer, complaining about taxes. So far, I've fulfilled my dreams. Well, my personal ADA happened in May of 76, 1976, when managing a store in Yonkers, New York. It was the last store I would to manage before I became a district manager for Miles Shoe Store / Tom McCann. Last store to prove myself. I was working 18 hours a day for 2 weeks straight trying to get the store in shape. It was just before Mother's Day. I had a hotel room they put me up in. It was a Saturday morning. I went to work kind of early. And I'm driving to work, New York Thruway. Looked up the sign. I saw part of the N. The E wasn't there. A little bit of the W. I said, I must be working too hard. Got to the store early to review the sales from the night before, and I couldn't see the slips. Prior to this, my brother Richard, who is also blind, it was several months before, he was told he had RP, retinitis pigmentosa. People, what is RP, Joe? It's real poor eyesight. Real poor, RP, real poor. So I went to the same doctor he went to. He says, Joe, you don't have what your brother has. You just need stronger glasses. So I got stronger glasses and celebrated by buying a new car. Well, a little less than a year later, that car had to be sold. So my boss, this is 1976, came into the store. I called him in the store. We sat in the back and talked. As I have to quit. I can't see. Everything's all blurry. My brother has RP. I was told I didn't have it. I must have it. So he said to me, well, go do what you got to do. Get new glasses and get back here as soon as you can. No, you don't understand. Glasses are not going to help me anymore. We talked a little bit longer. He goes, look, I want you back in this company. Don't you understand, boss? I'm going to be blind shortly. He says, I don't care. I want you back on that sales floor training people. That's pretty cool. So I took my 6 weeks, went to every doctor I could find. And, you know, when you start to lose your eyesight, there's two ways of looking at it. One is the medical side, and that's important. But I'm always curious to those who spend a lot of time on the medical side, do you spend the same amount of time on the rehab side? And most don't. They'll spend thousands of dollars trying to find a cure, and that's fine. That's fine. But spend enough time on that rehab side. So, went to several doctors, and being a macho guy at that time, 27 years old, doctor, lay the cards on the line. I can take it. My brother can take it. What's the truth about this RP stuff? He says, you'll be blind someday. I wanted to hear it, but I didn't want to hear it. Crushed. I was crushed. He says, Joe, you should not drive your car. So I thought about it. He said, wait a minute. He said, should not. He didn't say, could not. So I drove my car on the Garden State Parkway in New Jersey. And the nice part about it was noon. No glare. Sun is straight up in the sky. No oncoming traffic. No red lights to stop at. And I'm driving and having a good old time. Ha ha! They don't know what they're talking about. I'm in the right-hand lane, ready to merge into the parkway, and my antenna on the right side of the car, windows are all, it was a great day. All of a sudden, the antenna on the right side of my car kept vibrating. And a guy on the side of the road cupped his hands like he was at a football game and said, "You son of a beeswax." Now, he didn't say beeswax, so you can figure out what he said. I did not see him. He was a worker. He must have had a broom or a rake or whatever he was doing. And on his backstroke, I almost killed a man. I got off the parkway, made my U-turns and all that good stuff, got back to my mother's house, walked inside, went to the telephone, dialed information, called the local paper. I need to sell my car. And I sat there in tears, 27. What's got to happen to me now? The only blind person I knew in my town of Bloomfield, New Jersey, was a gentleman, we called him Jim. He stood and or sat on the corner of Broad Street and Bloomfield Avenue, a very busy intersection, with his guide dog, dirty T-shirt, crumbs in his beard, tin cup and pencil. I thought that's, I needed to do that too. I said, if I hurry up, I can get the other corner. But I sat there in tears after I placed the ad in the paper. And I said this, not proud of it, but I said it. Looked at the sky and said, "God, why are you doing this to me? Why?" I could have been killed half a dozen times in Vietnam. Would have been better. And then sweat came over my forehead. And I looked at the sky again. I said, "God, you have a plan. I don't know what it is. I don't know how long it's going to take me to finish your plan, but I'm yours. I'm ready." My attitude was great. I wanted to learn blindness skills. Took my 6 weeks off, called my boss back up and said, "You know, boss, I'm ready to go back on the sales floor. We're going to put you back in Willowbrook Mall, a very busy mall in North Jersey, where I started. Went to Willowbrook Mall. After 2 days, I called him on the phone. He says, "Boss, I cannot be a salesman. I cannot do it. I know I can be a manager." And he said to me, "It took you 2 days to figure that out?" So for 7 years, I was a blind manager. And he made my store a training store. I had plenty of help. I trained lots of managers. In fact, one of the people I trained ended up being my boss. I love it. So that's progress. So he believed in me before I believed in myself. I met my wife on a blind date, a real blind date. We got married, bought a home, have two kids. I was still working. My fifth anniversary, February 11th, that year of 83, I got married in 78. Fifth anniversary, I was no longer employed. I had to really resign this time. We had new computers come into the store. It was gray ink on gray paper. And that was the end of that deal. So again, I have a home, a house. I got to pay my, I need a job. I need a new career. Contacted the Commission for the Blind. Went for some training at the rehab center. That time was in Newark. And I told the story earlier, I think, in one of the meetings that they told me I didn't need a cane. I didn't need to learn Braille. And I remember coming home the first day. My son was three. The other one was one. They had a cupcake with a candle in it and a sign they made. And we celebrated. My wife said, "Joe, how was your first day of blind school?" "Judy, they told me don't learn cane travel. Don't learn Braille. I have no idea why I'm there, but I got to go through the system." I discovered the business enterprise program. I learned how to really, really became a pretty good baker. In fact, later on, I owned a little bakery for about 9 years. I got a waistline to prove it, too. Let me tell you. Specialized in cheesecakes and cream. Oh, it's good stuff. Anyway, let me get back to the story. So I was doubting myself, but I knew I had to do something. So I went to several business enterprise stands, locations, Check them out. This is way before cell phones and things like that. So both vendors, one in Newark, one in Elizabeth, New Jersey, praised the business enterprise program in front of my counselor. She went to make a phone call, and they both told me, don't do it. They robbed from you. This is no good. Don't do it. So I go back to the center with the counselor, person in charge of BEP. I'm saying, I heard what they said. Don't do it. I gotta work. So I said, yes, I want to become an operator of the business enterprise program. They shut the door and said to me, don't do it. I said, what do you mean don't do it? Joe, you worked all those years. You can collect SSDI. I don't want welfare. Joe, that's not welfare. You paid into, that's your money. You could be a stay home, what do they call it, 26, they close you out on a homemaker. You could be a homemaker. I don't want to be a homemaker. I want to work. Did I know the NFP in those days? No. Did they tell you about the NFP? No. They were the professionals. So what did I do? I became a homemaker until I found the Federation. I was playing goal ball. Yeah, you can play that. That's right.
All right, yeah.
I was playing goal ball in those days, and a young whippersnapper, some of you may know David Dinataris. Oh, yeah. He's now the executive director of rehab services in Pennsylvania. So he's come a long way. These guys continue to go a long way. He's a great guy. He says, Joe, you got to meet my sister, Geraldine. She's with the NFB. I said, whoa, hold it. Whoa. I heard stories about that NFB. I want no part of them. Not me. I heard they're militant and radical. I'm a peace-loving guy. Because prior to that, I was invited to another national organization for lunch. And I'm not going to bash them at all. Before I said NFB means never felt better. Well, this organization, always complaining and blaming. So I will. I promise I wouldn't use her name here, but you may have guessed what I'm talking about. So I was invited to this meeting, this lunch meeting, and they said, we serve you lunch. We have lunch there. Oh, okay, lunch, free meal, I'll go. So I went to the door, got there, person met me at the, hey, Joe, hey, good, fine, good, all that good stuff. Let me bring you in. So I went in, I was a little line, the check-in line or whatever. Hi, your name, Joe Ruffalo. Your eye disease? I said, RP. Table 4 is the RP table, right, John? Yeah, go to table 4. So I was directed to the RP table. And while sitting at the RP table, what do you talk about? What do you see? What can you see? All that kind of stuff. So they're ready to serve lunch. Lunch is served. I'm talking to this nice older woman, and we're just chit-chatting, talking. Right in the middle of me asking her a question, she yells out, John! John! Guy comes running over. And he says, yes, Mary, yes. Wipe my mouth.
What?
And John proceeded to wipe her mouth. Now I'm scared. Is this going to be me? The other woman says, John, while you're here, can you pour my water? And then they serve the meal. Peas? They should never serve blind people peas. I'm saying, I don't even like peas, but serve me peas. I don't care. So I left that meeting scared. I was scared. I can't lose any more. Oh, my God. If I don't want to be. Oh, my. I was scared. Then I met David. You got to meet my sister, Geraldine. She's involved with the Federation, and that's what you need. He's a 14-year-old punk kid telling a 34-year-old man what I need. We could talk that way. We're from New Jersey, you know. Punk kid. You know? I forgot to ask you. How you doing? Good. Okay, anyway. So I meet Geraldine, and she invites me to this meeting. And she says, I'll call you doing it. No. I don't want any part of it. She says, I'm going to call you anyway. So she calls me, invites me to this meeting. And at that time, I was very involved with Scouts, with Knights of Columbus, with Special Education, Lions Club. I am a Lion. There you go. Anyway, so when I got my SSD checks or whatever, I said to my wife, Judy, I need to earn this money. I'm going to volunteer 40 hours a week, just like it would be a job, so I feel good about myself. And I did that. So she called me up on the phone to go to a meeting. I said to her, when is it? She said, oh, I have a scout meeting that week. And I did. She called me. Five times she called me. Five times I had excuses. Some were valid, some were not. Finally, the sixth time she called me, I said, Judy, you know what? I'm going to go to this meeting. Joe, you know when you go, you got to join. I'm not joining this organization, military. That's not for me. Joe, you got to join. You join everything. I'm not joining. In fact, I said to her, I'm going to bet you dinner tonight. If I join, we're going out to dinner. You, me, and the kids. Wherever you want to go. If not, I want veal parmesan. It's a big list, right? So therefore, I'm not. So she goes, okay, boys, when Dad comes home, we're going to, Judy, I'm not joining. So I go to this meeting. Now, this is about a year and a half difference in time. At the first meeting, they served you the coffee. They did everything for you. Everything. They even had, I hate to say this, but even had time for break, which was tables 1, 2, and 3. Raise your hand for a bathroom. And they took you to the bathroom and stuff like that. So I go to this meeting. I get there. Now, this meeting's in downtown Newark, across the street from Penn Station, the Gateway Hilton Hotel. All I can think of is a militant radical group. We get there. I'm envisioning blind guys and gals outside the door, sawed-off shotguns, grenade launchers. I didn't know any better. I go to the meeting. I meet 12 very lovely people, made me feel very welcomed. And I had more, quote, eyesight than them. Or did I? I did. Got to the meeting. Joe, would you like a coffee? I said, I'd love a coffee. Thinking they were going to get it for me. She said, decaf is on the left. Regular is on the right. Blah, blah, blah. So I said, uh-huh. They want to see if I could pour a cup of coffee. I'll show them. So I got a 16-ounce styrofoam cup, poured about an ounce of coffee in it. And the hardest part was sitting at a two-hour meeting nursing 1 ounce of coffee. During the meeting, some items of interest came up. And they talked about fundraising, and I was doing some fundraising in town for the Knights of Columbus and the special ed group that I had. So I said, Madam President, I belong to two groups in New Jersey, and we've done whatever I said. These three fundraising ideas seem to be working out well. She says, good, research them further. Next meeting, report further. Next on the agenda is scholarships. I said, this is a cult. I didn't say I'm coming back, but you have, what's going on here? What's going on? I sat, listened. How can I get out of this? So that's what I'm saying to myself. Presidential message came on. And I told this to Mark Maurer. He was our president then. This was, he just became president a few months. This is probably fall of 86, maybe early 87. And he was talking about the Washington seminar. And when they played the tape, they put it near me. Not on purpose or not. But I saw he was talking to me one-on-one. Never met this man. Didn't know who he was. But he was talking to me. And the more I listened, the more I said, where does my wife want to go to dinner? The more I listened, the more I said to myself, this organization, which is its members, believes in me more than I believe in myself. They were going after the meeting on a train down Atlantic City. Who was going to the moon? Who was going? All by themselves, totally blind people. I had to have a sighted guy with me at all times. I got to learn these blindness skills. Got to. This is the organization I need to belong to. So I paid my dues. Figured I could lie to my wife and say I didn't join. Italian guys do that, you know. No, anyway, no. So I go home, open the side door. I don't say a word. She's in the kitchen doing whatever she's doing. Kids are inside watching TV. I go right past everybody, right upstairs. She goes, Joe, come down and tell us about the meeting. I'll be right there. I said, oh, I got to get out of here. So I went downstairs. She said, you joined. Judy, I didn't join. Joe, you joined. I says, Judy, let me tell you something. Pick out where you want to go to dinner tonight. Because I did join. This organization believes in me. They believe I can do it. It's got to benefit you and me and the kids. I got to join. I can't believe how much they believe in me. I got to get my blindness skills. I got to get my techniques down. They believe in me. I started to say NFB to me means never felt better. I felt like a human being. I felt like a father. I felt like a person who can contribute back to society. That's what the NFB is. An organization that believes in you. Do you believe in the organization? I said earlier, the National Federation of the Blind, it, to me, is a four-pronged organization. You're sitting on a chair right now with four legs on it. You could sit on a chair with three legs, a little wobbly, but you could do it. You could do it. Four legs, National Federation of the Blind National Office. The other leg is our state affiliates. Third leg is our chapters. And the fourth leg, which keeps it steady, are you, its members. Without you, its members, the chair will collapse. I'm going to give you one story, if I may. I worked for many years as a program manager in the Senior Community Independent Living Services program. It's a program for seniors 55 and over. And I got a call to meet this gentleman, 97 years old, Mr. Jim Rowe, was losing his eyesight. And I went to talk to him, and he was born in 1904, so this happened to be 2001 when I was talking to him. 1904, and we started talking about his life as a kid and all that kind of stuff. He lived in South Carolina in the backwoods. His family grew whatever they grew to eat what they could eat. But twice a year, he and his brother would walk 30 miles into the closest town, take 3 days to get there and 3 days to get home. On the way there and back, they trapped for rabbit and fish. And I'm saying to myself, 6 days to go to a store. I asked my son, 15-minute ride in a car to go to a store, they give you a hard time. 6 days to get to a store. At age 15, he worked on the Panama Canal. He said, that was a really good job. I made, ready for this, 25 cents a day and include room and board, and I love to work Sundays. Sundays you work half a day for 50 cents. I said, what was the hours on Sunday? Oh, 8 to 4, 8 to 6. He was a water boy bringing water to the workers. He saved all his money, came back, bought a truck. So in 1922, at the age of 18, he was a trucker for 54 years. And in talking to him, you do the intake process. Marital status is married three times. I got out of my chair, shook his hand. I says, you must be a pro. I'm married once. I'm still trying to figure it out. Number of children, 26. What? Again, I got out of my chair, walked over to him and shook his hand. I says, Mr. Rowe, your three wives gave you 26 children? He said, Mr. Ruffalo, you weren't paying attention. I told you I was a truck driver. True story. So sometimes they edit that out, but I figured you guys are mature enough to take that. At age 100, he would do 100 push-ups a day. He got on the senior bus. The driver stopped the bus and told him to get off. He wasn't a senior. People on the bus, no, he's a senior. Look, he could pass for his, he's not 100. He had to take out his wallet, show his proof and all kind of stuff. He was an incredible man. His 100th birthday party, we were able to get him a donated closed circuit TV. He said to me, Mr. Ruffalo, you know what you just did to me? You gave me my pride and dignity back. Now my grandkids come over, I can read to them. They don't have to read to me. So some in the audience say, hey, Ro, what's the secret to live to 100? He runs up to that microphone and grabs it. He says, four things you need to do to live to 100. First, he said, never, ever, ever leave home without God in your heart. Second thing he said, avoid stress. And this got a little bit of laughter. He said, avoid those family members that cause you stress. Be nice to them, be kind to them, blow them a kiss from a distance. But if you can, avoid them. Third thing he said was, wake up every day with a purpose and a goal. Fourth thing, meet every challenge with a positive attitude. So after it was over, I went up to him. I said, Mr. Rowe, that was super. You gave me banquet material. He says, I'm glad I can help you out. But there's really five things you need to do before you live to 100. He goes, what's the fifth? Don't die before you're 100. In my senior program, we had a young lady named Ruby. And Ruby was a real go-getter. Her sister, Alita, was battling the fact that she was losing vision. But Alita was a go-getter. So I went to her house with myself and Susie to go over a couple things with her. And she really told the story great. She has since passed away due to complications of diabetes. But she told our convention one time, here I am at home. I really didn't want Joe and Susie to come. I didn't feel like them coming over. So I figured I'd wear black. They get the hint. Then she thought, wait a minute. Susie's so bubbly, she couldn't care less. And Joe's blind. He don't care what I'm wearing. Oh. So we went. We did what we had to do when we talked or whatever. And I said, before I leave, Ruby, I want you to do something for me. So without asking what it was. Sure, she said, just to get us out of the house. So we're sitting down with her. I said, I take out of my little bag or whatever. I said, I want you to feel this. Feel this cloth. She's feeling the cloth. And what, there's a lot of buttons on there. Yep. I want you to thread a needle and sew on a button. She goes, you want me to do what? I want you to thread a needle and sew on a button. She goes, Joe, when I was sighted, I didn't sew on buttons. That's what glue and scotch tape was for. I said, just give it a try. First thing you need is a bar of soap. Now she thought I was really cuckoo. A bar of soap? Bar of soap. It's got to be ivory. Ivory works best. So out of the bag, because the bar of ivory soap, put this needle in the bar of soap. Now feel the top of the needle. There's a slit on top. Oh. Hold the thread nice and tight. Roll it over. When you feel, boom, push it down. Hey, I thread a needle. She got up out of her chair, walked over to the phone, dialed the phone. You can hear it ringing in the background. You hear, hi, this is Alita. I'm at home now. Leave a message. He goes, sis, this is Ruby. I just threaded a needle, ha-ha, and hung up the phone. We had her sew on a button. She did the same thing. Went over the phone and said the same thing. I just sewed on a button, ha-ha. So I said, I got to get her at the state convention. I got to get her to come and tell that story. So she came, told the whole story, and at the end she goes, Joe, I want you to know that was 6 months ago. I have not touched the needle and thread since, and I never will. And the place laughed, and I said, oh. She said, but well, you know what you taught me that day, Joe? With skill, attitude, and technique, I can do anything. So I leave this presentation with you. With skill and technique and positive attitude, hard work, determination, courage, and a good heart. You need a good heart to succeed.
Gotta have heart.
Come on, Cub fans, you gotta have heart.
All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you never win, that's when the grin
keep smiling
start.
When they tell you you can't do that.
You gotta have heart.
We have that in our hope, love, and determination. It's easy to mope, isn't it?
Nothing's half as bad as it may appear. Wait till next year and a whole.
No, the Cubs are going to win it this year, I guarantee
when
it.
Your luck is batting zero.
In fact, when I'm done with this speech, check the score. I bet the Cubs are winning. How's that?
Mister, you can be a hero.
I keep talking.
You can open any door.
There's nothing to it but to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your time. You got to have heart. it's not over yet.
No, it's not.
We got it. Unfortunately.
Thank you, Joe. That was a wonderful speech. That was just outstanding. Marco, let's have a couple of door prizes.
All right. How about a $50 in cash from
$50 in
Illinois
cash.
Association of Blind Merchants. Those guys. All right. And how, Amy Bosco.
Amy Bosco. Are you here?
Amy?
No. No, okay. Too bad.
Uh-oh. Okay. Hold on. Dave Bode? Bode?
No. He came up before. He's gone. Yeah.
I didn't do it. All right. How about this one? Glenn Moore.
Glenn Moore.
Glenn Moore.
Go, Cubs, go. In Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are going to win today.
Baseball time is here again.
Okay, one more.
Let's do a $25 gift certificate for Walgreens. And that would be Robert Gardner.
Wow.
Okay, we know he's here.
You may.
We now have $65.50 because Glenn just donated back his winnings.
Wow.
Thank you.
Talk about giving back. Okay. Before we move on to our next agenda item that I know everyone's looking forward to, I want to talk a little bit about the PAC plan. We talked about it this afternoon. That's our pre-authorized giving plan. And the PAC plan is a way that the national office raises funds for all sorts of programs, including the Free White Cane program, the Free Slate and Stylus program. All kinds of programs come out of our national office that benefit blind people all over the country. So if you would be interested in signing up for the program or increasing the amount that you are already donating on a monthly basis, look for Mary Lou Grunewald in the back. And Glenn, are you're also working on the PAC table? Okay, so either Glenn or Mary Lou can help you to sign up or to increase the amount of your contribution. The PAC plan it's a very worthwhile enterprise and benefits everybody. So it's now my great honor and privilege to come to the presentation of our NFB of Illinois Scholarship Awards.
Yeah.
And the scholarship program is, again, made possible through a tremendous amount of fundraising and commitment from all of our members. Yes, we do get some grant money that helps tremendously, but, you know, all the little fundraisers that we do throughout the year also help us to bring the scholarship winners to convention, to pay for their meals, to pay for their hotel rooms, all the things that are involved in the program. So I would like our scholarship class of 2016 please to come forward up to the podium. Gabe Stanforth, Adnana Sarek, Ashley Eisenmenger, and Aziz Zayedi. Okay, the scholarship committee did something a little unusual this afternoon. We renamed two of our scholarships. So we decided that we would really like to use this opportunity to honor two of our members who have passed on, people who made outstanding contributions to the organization and who live on in our hearts. So the first of our scholarships this year is going to be the Connie J. Davis Memorial Scholarship in the amount of $1,500. Connie was a teacher. She taught foreign languages, Spanish and French. She was a dedicated editor of our state newsletter and just an all-around good person who loved the organization and gave from the heart. And the Connie J. Davis Memorial Award is going to go to Gabe Stanforth. Gabe is a freshman at the University of Iowa, majoring in...
Remind me of how you say it. Biomedical engineering.
And I want to let you know that your checks will be sent to you. Patty Chang, our state treasurer, will be in touch with you to make sure that she has your correct address and also to speak to you about writing thank you notes for our donors. Okay, our next brand new named scholarship is named for Kelly Doty. Kelly Doty was a very dedicated Federationist. She was the initial coordinator of our Freedom Link program, which we spoke about this afternoon. She was a tremendous proponent of Braille literacy and very, very dedicated to ensuring that children and adults learned Braille and had that tool in their toolbox. And the Kelly Doty Memorial Scholarship this year is going to Adnana Sarek, and it's a scholarship for $1,500. And Adnana is a graduate student at the... Adler School of Professional Psychotherapy. Congratulations. Our third scholarship named for Dr. Kenneth Jernigan, who was our former president of the National Federation of the Blind and a tremendous advocate of teaching blind people to be the best that they could be, to live the lives they want, to defy stereotypes and to know no obstacles. And the Kenneth Jernigan Scholarship in the amount of $1,500 goes to Ashley Eisenmenger. And Ashley is a student at North Central College, and she is also an athlete and majoring in athletic training. Our final scholarship is the Peter Grunewald Memorial Scholarship, named for, you've heard the name Mary Grunewald spoken at this convention, and Peter was Mary's husband who passed on at a very early age. And Peter was a champion of the rights of blind people, and one of the things that he did was he worked with our state legislature here in Illinois and got a law changed so that blind people would be allowed to serve on juries. Up until that time, blind people were automatically excused from jury duty and basically were forbidden to take that right of citizenship. So our Peter Grunewald Memorial Scholarship in the amount of $2,000 goes to Aziz Ziyadi.
Working out the technicalities of where the podium is. Oh, yeah. I'd like to thank the NFBI for choosing me as a scholarship winner and for selecting me as the scholarship winner of this specific one. Honestly, I didn't know what the NFB was. And I didn't even know that NFB had an NFBI, an Illinois chapter. And what I did know was, like everyone's been saying up here, is the minimal background I had was NFB is like this radical group of blind people who are just always complaining about being blind and things need to be fixed. And that all changed this Friday when I came. And I sat in, there was a resolution meeting. And in those 45 minutes, I felt like I joined a family that honestly I feel closer to than the one I'm actually in. No, she's not.
Okay. Along with me, huh?
I love my family, but a lot of people call the NFB an organization, but I like to call it the NFB family. And I think family is the word that I don't have any more words in my vocabulary to go further than family, so family is what I'm going to use here today. And I thank you all. I'm grateful to be a part of the NFB family, and I look to be involved with my brothers and sisters here at NFB, NFBI, and hopefully, like the NFB is doing for however long you guys have been doing this. thank you. We'll be making changes, and the blind will become a natural part of society. So thank you.
Thank you. Wow.
That's the end of our official program for tonight. I'd like to have a couple more door prizes, and then we will move on to hospitality. Marco, how about two more prizes?
Marco is digging for door prizes, and I asked him for the mic. People are asking where hospitality is. Now, the bar, which I think is what people are really asking, is out where it was before banquet, and it will be open until midnight. You're welcome to bring your drinks back in here or hang out in the hallway if you feel like standing around, but that's the answer to the question.
Well, while Marco's looking for door prizes, I want to remind all of the people who are taking part in Braille's Beautiful tomorrow morning to be at the podium up here tomorrow morning by 8:45, because we have to get ourselves set up, and we have breakfast at the student breakfast, and then we want to get ourselves arranged here and do the sound checks and all the things that go into making sure Braille is Beautiful goes smoothly.
And I have one final thing to ask people for tonight. Can you please put your banquet tickets on the table? We will pick them up after you vacate the room.
Which one's that banquet ticket?
They're the ones, they're blue if you can see, and they have two holes punched if you can.
Two holes.
Two
holes. Okay. Debbie?
Yes.
Are we doing two?
How two. Are we running low?
Well, we can do two if you want.
Okay. Let's do two.
Okay. So the first one is going to be another $50 cash from the Illinois Association of Blind Merchants. I don't know, man. This is an organization I want to be a part of. hold on. That's a bad card. Hold on. All right. Steve Astalis.
Okay. Yay.
And the final one for the evening is a big one.
Listen up, everybody.
It is $100 from the Steins. And hold on, that's a bad card. Sorry, folks. Uh-oh, hold on. No, I did not see. Emma Meyer.
Emma Meyer! Hey! All right.
Yep.
Okay. Until tomorrow morning, good night, and thank you for everything.